na 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 na
already on the line there, and our guest today is comedian Felicia Madison. Now, Felicia's very interesting because she hosts something called Comedy for a Cause, okay? Felicia had a childhood dream of becoming a Broadway dancer. Her parents had other plans, which is why she pre-med in college, and she graduated from the University of Pennsylvania with a degree in biological basis of behavior and a minor in marketing. A mother of three, Felicia pulls on her experiences as a stay-at-home mom in an affluent part of the world to poke fun at marriage. Anyway, Felicia Madison is with us today, and she's going to be telling us about this great upcoming event she has, and she's also going to be telling us a little bit about herself. So why don't we open her mic, and Felicia.
Hey, Nancy.
There you are. Okay.
I'm here. How are you? Keeping cool, I hope.
All right, Felicia. This very cool, very cool. It's going to be 100 in the city today, so hydrate,
it's
Mom.
It's brutal.
You, Mom. How many kids do you have? Three?
I have three children. Four, if you include my husband.
That's my joke.
I think it's every woman's joke. I have three.
Ahead.
There's one's going to be 22 next week. And I have a 19-year-old and a 15-year-old.
Oh, my gosh. I thought your kids were like, oh, no, you look so young. Oh, my gosh. Really?
not so young. Not so young.
We both have 22-year-olds, I'll tell you that.
Oh, really?
Right,
how old are your kids?
About your... One, 22. But he's got multiple
22.
Personalities.
Boy?
Yep.
Oh, maybe we can make a little
All right, tell me about your comedy now. You started doing comedy when?
It's been about 2.5 years, so I'm pretty new. I took a class at the Manhattan Comedy School and had my graduation performance and was hooked from day one.
Oh.
What a coincidence.
I teach for the Manhattan Comedy School. What a coincidence.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, I do improv with Andy Engels. Yes, the Manhattan Comedy School. I know it well.
Yeah,
and, So you got into that, and before that, you had pre-med and you had a biological behavior background, which is great for homework, I guess.
I'm their biology tutor.
Okay.
Yeah, I was
what did you do?
My major was biological basis of behavior. It was basically the pre-med major at my college, and I minored in marketing, so the only thing I was qualified to do was sell drugs. And basically, my dreams of becoming a doctor were shattered by physics, which is not even a requirement anymore for pre-med. So yeah, I just basically went the marketing route instead, and then I had kids, and so I put everything on hold for about 20 years, and now that my kids are gone and don't need me anymore, I decided it was time for me to do something with my life, and here I am.
So Comedy for Cause came about.
What?
How did
Hello?
Comedy for Cause come about? Yes, can
you
hear me?
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, I've been doing my lunches, my Laugh-A-Size lunches in the city, and everyone kept asking me, you know, is this for a charity? And I kept saying no. I mean, my lunches are I love them, and they're a really great venue for women to perform and for my friends to see me perform, and gives me a great venue, but they're not money makers. And I was talking to my girlfriend saying I would love to do it for a charity and raise money for a charity so I could do what I love and do it for a good cause. So a dear friend of mine, Lauren Geller Shore, who's one of the co-chairs, her daughter Marin was diagnosed with diabetes when she was 6 years old. She's now 12. And so we decided to do this Comedy for a Cause. This is the first. It's a launch of hopefully many, and especially in the Hamptons, where the first one's going to be. I'm hoping we could bring comedy out there, because right now there is no comedy out there. So this is my first one, and I'm hoping maybe next year I could do a few of them out in the Hamptons and even a few in the city over the course of the year. So I would hook up with a charity, and I produce the event, I provide everything, and we raise all the money, all the proceeds go to the charity.
Oh, yes, and let's mention some of your sponsors as well, and a little about the charity.
Well, the charity is, I think someone from the charity might be calling in. It's the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, and they are trying to improve the lives and find a cure for type 1 diabetes. And we have a lot of sponsors that are either doing goodie bag items or donating their services. We have Valerie Joseph Salon. Rami Brooke is going to be providing clothing for all the comedians, except for Clayton. I don't think he would look very good in Rami Brooke.
I don't know. Maybe the Lincoln pants.
Actually, I think Clayton might be able to pull it off if anyone can. Haynes Celestial, Dennis Gross Cosmetics is providing some really great wrinkle cream, which I'm sure all my guests will really appreciate, and some masks. Sugarfina is giving a gift, a little gummy bear and a gift, and Bemixed is a sponsor. They actually, Bemixed was started by someone who is actually diabetic. It's a mix in drinks for alcoholic beverages that are sugar free. And so they're one of the co-chairs, Jennifer Ross, and she's one of the founders and one of the other chairs.
And I want to mention why it's important to mention the sponsors, because sponsors make events like this possible. They make it a great evening. Now, it's going to be a terrific evening because you've got comedy, there's dinner. I think that there might be a signature drink involved. I'm not sure. I think what I read.
Yeah.
And the money goes to a very good cause. So you're getting dinner and a show. Give them the website, if you can, where they can do this.
Well, if they visit my website, FeliciaMadison.com, there's a banner across the top that has a link to buy tickets on Eventbrite. And that's the easiest and simplest way to buy tickets. And there are four people. There's four people I want to mention because they are donating their services. Is Matt Murphy, Event Lighting. He's doing the lighting for the event. Carol Galantry and Amy Eisenstadt are both there doing, donating the photography and the flowers. And Topping Rose is donating their space. So, and the comedians as well. So it's been really a pleasure.
Let's mention that place because that's a very high class place. Name of the place again.
It's called Topping Rose House. Topping Rose House.
And you can look that up on .com.
Yeah, it's a really, it's pretty new. Yeah, toppingrosehouse.com. And the restaurant is Jean George. And so it's going to be all the food at the event is going to be Jean-Georges food, so it's going to be delicious. And it's a great place. The venue is beautiful. It's a new hotel, so if you want to go and visit, it's really like one of the nicest places in the Hamptons to stay. And this venue is relatively new, and it's gorgeous. They have two rooms. They have like a barn and a bigger room. So we're probably going to be in the bigger room because we're expecting a lot of people. And it's going
to
be dinner, drinks.
Like to mention here.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, dinner is included and drinks.
Yeah, dinner, drinks, and a show. So dinner and a
show. And a
show.
That's the best part. Well, you got to have a lot of drinks first, and then we're going to have the show.
No, a lot of drinks first, yes. And let me mention comedians, too. We have you, Jocelyn Chia, Clayton Fletcher, Nancy Lombardo, she's wonderful, Aaron McGuire, and these are all top comedians, too, on top of it. And I see here, did we mention, I'm just going to mention real quick to make sure everybody gets in, Bonnie Bergstein, Christina Ross Blankfein, Katama Eastman, Lauren Shore Geller, Felicia Madison, that's you, and Jennifer Ross as the host for The Cause. And I see on the line, is this Nathan calling in? I see someone on my line here. Let me see if this is Nathan from the charity. Nathan?
Yep. Thank you so much for including me in this.
Hi, Nathan.
Oh, sure.
Alicia.
Now, give you some information.
Yes. So,
I
am calling. I you guys were engaged in such a great conversation. I didn't want to intrude. This is really a great cause. We are so grateful to Felicia and to all of our chairs for putting this together. I am calling from the New York City and Long Island chapter of JDRF. We, as Felicia mentioned, are looking to improve the lives of those living with type 1 by, you know, coming up with some new treatments, some new technologies, and, of course, always working for a cure to hopefully one day not have to deal with this disease at all. Certainly anyone who is curious to find out more about type 1 diabetes, I welcome you to visit jdrf.org or certainly reach out to our office, and we're always happy to chat here.
Yes, and
thank
tell
you.
Them also, if you can't, Nathan, if they cannot attend this event, they can give where?
Yes, so they can, again, if you go to jdrf.org, there are areas for you to be reaching out and making a donation that way. If you prefer to do it through other venues, you can certainly give me a call. My number is 212-478-4315, and I'd be happy to provide any information you may need.
There's also on the link to Eventbrite, there is an option to just donate if you can't attend, so they could do it that way as well.
Yes.
That's wonderful, because as we know, Felicia and I go to so many people's shows, don't we, Felicia?
Yes.
And we go to so many shows. So if you can't come to this particular show, here's a nice thing you can do. You can donate. Now, is this a 105? I'm not sure if you gave me that information. Is this tax deductible?
Yes.
Nathan?
Yes, this will be tax deductible. We are a certified 503C.
Well, that's the best part. Yes, that's the best part. It's tax deductible. Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. People are getting food, drinks, goodies, and a show? Oh, come on, people. It's tax deductible. You got to do this. This is amazing. This is amazing. And Nathan, will you be there?
I will unfortunately not be able to attend, but I am excited to kind of hear how it goes from all of our representatives out there.
Well, I'm just going
to
say,
we'll have to bring
it
to New York,
right,
Nathan, so you could attend the next one.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's all good. And Nathan, this is for children, is that correct?
So it is both children and adults. So we actually no longer go by Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation for just that reason. People are diagnosed, we're finding, still as kids, but also as adults. And, of course, the kids then grow up and are adults and have the disease. So it affects everyone. There is 1.25 million people living with type 1 diabetes in the United States, and it is a disease that really goes across all ages and demographics.
And it's interesting also, there seems to be a big influx in the juvenile diabetes of late. Is that correct?
Yes, we have seen an uptick in the rate of diagnosis. We are still trying to figure out exactly why that is the case. Some of it is, you know, the misnomer that it is a kid's disease. We are finding a lot of adults were misdiagnosed as having type 2 diabetes when actually they had type 1. And then also just some environmental factors that we are still looking into of what could potentially be causing kind of this increase in the autoimmune disorders.
Well,
The one thing I found very interesting, Nancy, is when I've been reaching out to my friends and everyone, is how many people are getting back to me and saying, oh, my nephew has it, or my son has it, or I just, you know, I never knew anyone with diabetes growing up, and it's amazing. I must know like 10 or 15 people now that have children with diabetes.
I think the first person I ever heard, a celebrity, was Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah, she has been the face of our organization, and we certainly do miss her. We're excited to, you know, be honoring her throughout different events throughout the year this year, and all the work that she did for us.
Yeah,
yes,
now
it's very good. So, go ahead.
Now I was saying, and also that one
go
of
ahead.
The better known celebrities now is Nick Jonas has it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh.
But yeah, it's really
young.
Disturbing. Yeah. But it's really disturbing. It's really, you know, how many kids are being diagnosed, and you wonder, you know, if they're going to figure out what it is. It's the food or something that, you know, all these strange new...
You know, and the problem is, Nathan and Felicia, I don't, and maybe Nathan could expand on this, think people quite know what type 1 diabetes is and how it affects you. Nathan?
Yes, happy to kind of elaborate on that. So... Type 1, type 2 diabetes, you hear them often, they're often kind of looped together, but at the end of the day, they're very different diseases. Type 2 diabetes is the one that we hear about that is caused by a variety of different factors, whether it is, you know, not eating right, not exercising right, some pre-born genetic disposal. That is when your body is no longer able to process insulin, which is a naturally occurring substance that your body creates to deal with sugar in your blood. For type 1 diabetes, it's actually an autoimmune disease. So this is something you were born with. It can show up at any point in your life. We're still trying to figure out why it chooses, you know, to do in some people at 5 and some people at 50. But this is something where your body just stops producing the insulin. There's no way to reverse it. There's no cure for it. It's not something that just eating right and dieting is going to take care of. You have to be constantly taking insulin from outside of the body in order to survive, in order to process the food that you are eating. So it's constantly just dealing with advanced calculations, making sure that you are taking the right amount, because the wrong amount can either make you sick if you go too far one way, it can kill you if you go too far the other, and certainly leads to a lot of very long-term messy complications.
So these
and
kids
sure
now that have it have...
Mom,
these kids that have it now, they've had such great advances. They have, like, actually a pump that's attached to their body, and they get monitored on a regular basis, unlike in the old days when you had to, like, prick your finger every hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I can speak to that from experiences. I have type 1 diabetes myself. We have come so far from a technology standpoint. As Felicia mentioned, there's now these insulin pumps that have eliminated the need to be taking multiple shots a day. We have the ability to be continuously monitoring your blood sugar, so you have basically a real-time snapshot at all times of where you are, which eliminates a lot of the finger sticks. It also leads to much better control. And what we are very excited about is that the FDA last year just approved the first what we call a hybrid closed-loop system, where basically the two start talking to each other and automate a lot of the processes. So anyone with type 1 diabetes spends the bulk of their day running all of these numbers in their head, doing all these calculations, trying to figure out how to keep themselves in control. We are now seeing products hit the market that are going to take a lot of that out of their hands, improve their control, and you know, improve their quality of life quite a bit.
Yeah, like, for instance, my friend whose daughter is at camp, she gets the monitor on her daughter at camp gets sent to her iPhone, so she'll get a notification in the middle of the night if her blood sugar is not right. So she gets an alarm. So she could call the school. She could call the camp if the camp's not responding and say, you know what, I just got an alarm on my phone. Go check on my daughter, which is, like, incredible technology.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. You know, for the last 100 years since they invented insulin, it was really a guessing game, and now we're able to take a lot of that guessing out and have, you know, actual real-time ideas of what's happening in our bodies.
So what I say is comedy and laughing. Yeah, laughing can cure a lot of ailments and not diabetes until now. So hopefully laughing now will help to cure or make life easier for these children with diabetes.
I think that's a great way to put it.
Let's give your website one more time. Say your website.
Yes, JDRF.org is our website, and I'll let Felicia give the URL for the event website.
Yeah, you could go to FeliciaMadison.com or LaughingAffairs.com. It's the same, and there's a banner across the top that says Comedy for a Cause. If you click on that, that will take you to the Eventbrite link, which you could buy tickets or give a donation to JDRF.
And it's great. This will be Monday, the 31st of July at 7 p.m. I won't tell the price of tickets because it's a charity, people. It's a charity. Just give. Close your eyes.
And we're 80% sold out. So. Yep, we're at 80% capacity, so it's really good. Yeah, we have a week left to sell tickets.
It's terrific.
And my last events, my laughing lunches have sold out, and I've actually had people calling me, like my really, really good friends, and they're like, I can't believe you can't get me a ticket. And I post online, I say, selling out, buy tickets. I don't think people believe me, but my events do sell out, and there's a maximum capacity, so don't get shut out.
Now, this is such a great event. And not only that, I'm doing this show today from the North Fork, and people, this is nothing. The price of this ticket, you know what you pay to go to everything else out here? It's nothing. It's a dinner out with no show.
And they'll get more, they're going to get more product in their goodie bag than they spent on their ticket.
Oh, my God.
We have a lot of good swag.
It's a wedding.
It's a swag
it's a
party.
Wedding.
It will be fun, and you'll leave with a really good goodie bag, and you'll be helping a really great charity. It's win, win, win.
All the way around. Nathan, I'm going to silence your mic, but you can still listen. And I'm going to talk to Felicia more. Thank you so much for calling in, Nathan, okay?
All right. Thank you again.
Yeah, thank you, Nathan.
Okay. Let's see. I'll silence him. All right. There we go. Now I'm just with my Felicia girl here. Felicia, it's so great. People, you can also find out more if you want to book. You can go to this event. You can still give. But if you want to book Felicia's shows, go to FeliciaMadison.com. She'll be glad to correspond with you and tell you the setup of the situation and what is needed to do the shows for your event. And or if you want to hire her privately, you can call, and she'll be glad to be the host MC of your event. And it's really a good thing. Wait a minute, Felicia. I believe I have some of your comedy here. I got on my one of your things wouldn't transfer, but I got something here. And it's great. So you've only been doing this 2 years. That's pretty amazing. Are you still nervous before you perform?
I sort of gotten to a point. My biggest fear was forgetting my lines or like having like a total brain fart, like what we call it when our kids go to take a test and they get a brain fart. But I've gotten past that, and I've gotten much more comfortable, so I don't get as nervous. What?
As you nervous, never, I said, ooh, you said fart. No, I'm kidding. All right, Felicia right here. Here's some comedy. I think this was some gotcha.
You guys like my bracelet? Yeah, I have to mention it, otherwise it's not a tax write-off. Joan taught me that. So, yeah, this is where I got this for being happily married for 5 years. Unfortunately, we were celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary. Yeah. All the diamonds on here are just like my orgasms. They're completely fake. So anyway, I'll leave you with one piece of the worst piece of advice when I got married. Someone said to me, don't go to bed mad. Did you guys ever hear that?
Yeah.
I tried it. I pulled 3 all-nighters. I said, fuck it. I'm going to sleep.
Felicia Madison, thank you. I tried to bleep out the bad word, but
no, it's okay. It's all right. We allowed it, and we get away with a lot on this show. No, but that's pretty funny. I like the funny flip. It's tax deductible.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. But it's fun. It is fun, and as a mom, I've been doing it too for years, and it's the humor is there, and that's what makes it so great. I guess there'll be a mixed crowd there, right? Is men and women coming?
There will be some men.
To your show?
Which is why, you know, I put Clayton on the show also to get a little diversity there. But it's mainly going to be female, I would say. Maybe half a dozen men or a dozen men. But, yeah, because it's a Monday night in the Hamptons, so usually the only people that are out there are women that have kids that are out there. Yeah, the Housewives of the Hamptons. But
I've got a song for that. But it's such a great cause. No, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to performing, everyone. So you want to check it out. All the comedians are A-list comedians. So I can't believe for the price. I can't even go see a lighthouse for that price out here. And a dinner and gift. It's like it's a triple trifecta, people. This is a no-brainer. Go to www.FeliciaMadison.com and check her out, because this is going to be one funny evening. Five great comedians. Jean-Georges. Come on, people. I went there for my birthday. I love it. I'm like cavelling here. This is just like so much. So much.
Yeah, it's going to be a really great night. I'm really excited. And it's sort of, you know, it's the same. If you've been to one of my lunches, it's the same format, except in the evening. So now you could, you know, during the day, people don't really drink that much. So it's going to be like a fun night and a lot of great comedians, as you said, and some great swag for everyone.
Oh, it's a trifecta of fun, people. A trifecta of fun. So you
and a nice
get
little fashion
okay,
show also.
Oh, yes. I picked up what I thought might fit me, and I sent you the photos. So
yes.
So we'll work from there. I'm looking forward to it. I'm just Italian. What can I say? I am endowed with certain unalienable gifts. But it's great. So what would you like to add? We're down to the last 3 minutes. It went so fast.
Just, you know, visit my website. If you're interested in partnering with me for the next Comedy for a Cause, just email me. There's a link there. I also put together birthday parties, corporate events, and just any sort of personal event. And there's also
FeliciaMadison.com.
Yeah, and I also have some. I'm performing on the 26th at Gotham Comedy Club. If you can't come on the 31st, you could at least see me on July 26th at Gotham Comedy Club. There's a link also to that on my website.
Yep. All right, go to FeliciaMadison.com and follow her on Facebook, and then you know when her shows are. Felicia Madison, thank you for being our guest on today's show. I look forward to performing. Everyone, it's a no-brainer. FeliciaMadison.com, go to the e-bite, make a reservation now. Thank you, Felicia Madison.
Thank you.
Mom.
Thank you, Nancy, for being on the show, and thank you for having me on yours.
All right, so we'll go out with a little Scatology by Nancy Lombardo. Thank you, Felicia.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling's wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old. He's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh, yeah. LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time. All those big black and white labels. There's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things, like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right. champion.
I'm your host, Nancy Lombardo, and that was our special guest, Felicia Madison. Go to www.feliciamadison.com. This is going to be a great event, Monday, the 31st of July, at toppinghouse.com. Go check out the place, but go to Felicia for the tickets because it's going to sell out, people. What a great cast. Thank you for tuning in, and big kiss. Bye-bye.